This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Prepare to bring out your inner 12-year-old right out of the chute this morning. You know, I say this a lot. Don't make it hard to love you. Don't make things more. If we could start a Wednesday with one thought. Why make this tougher than it needs to be? There's a new skyscraper in New York City, and if I didn't know better, I'd say these guys were screwing with people. But maybe, I don't know. Because, okay, here's the deal. The skyscraper was supposed to be a commercial building, right? But office spaces aren't very much a big deal right now. It's just. So the developer is planning on putting tennis courts and billboards on the site temporarily. There's a lot of people who are like, no, it should be residential. And the guy's like, I don't want to, and whatever. So this may be why this is happening. But if it's not, why are you making it tougher on yourself? The building is called Penn 15. Okay, now I'm going to let you in a minute. I'm just going to give you a second to visualize that. There's no spaces. PENN15. Right? Because it's at 15 Penn Plaza. Good spot. I don't know anything about New York. I know that's a good spot. Now, why you would not make it 15 Penn, I don't know. But instead, they've said Penn 15. Don't make things tougher on yourself today. make it a great day. Thank you for starting with the Jeff Buchanan Show. It's 98.5 KLUC.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, what a shock story out today that says older people, and especially men, interesting, more likely to misidentify or misinterpret emojis. Women identify emoji emotions better. The part about older people messing that up doesn't shock me. I have a feeling that there's somebody I know, kind of a mentor of mine, little older, older, that overuses sunglasses emoji. That I just always think, ew. It's almost creepy. It's almost pervy. You know what I mean? The researchers also found regional differences. Oh, this is planetary regional. British respondents less able to recognize the disgusted emoji. And apparently in China, the smile emoji can represent multiple emotions, not just happiness. I get that. The problem. So, okay. All you smart A's out there, smart Alex, I guess, if I was going to be friendly, radio friendly. If you're like me, you try to use, a lot of times you'll use emojis to try to convey sarcasm. And that's still, it's tough. It's tough when you're texting for sarcasm. Just be careful.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
It's your good feeling stories of the day. Oh, this takes me back to my bus driver, Crocker. She was our, and literally that's how she wanted to be called. Not Miss Crocker, not Mrs. Crocker, she just wanted to be Crocker. She was our bus driver. There was a bus driver in North Carolina named Deona Washington, honored after saving 28 middle school kids from a bus that caught fire this month. Now, here's the cool part. She's worked for the school district for 11 years. She's known some of these kids since they were really young. I feel that. So those, you know, they're like her kids. Wow, that's awesome. Somebody in Boston rescued a 10-week-old Chihuahua that they saw wandering up an interstate on-ramp. Dude felt like it was meant to be. A guy who heard about it, okay, adopted the puppy. It was his birthday, and he decided that would be a birthday gift for himself. Good for you. Now, get ready for this. A 93-year-old former professor just donated $1 billion. Nobody knew it was coming. $1 billion to Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York. Her late husband worked with Warren Buffett and was an early investor in Berkshire Hathaway. Now, depending on where you see this story, she knew that they had that kind of money. Or she knew they had a lot of money. She didn't know they had it like this. But wow, $1 billion. All the funds, all of it, it's earmarked. They can't do anything else with it. Goes to cover tuition. It's usually $59,000 a year. Seems like it would be more for the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. But I mean, that's enough. It's usually 59 grand a year. All students who get in will get to go for free now. That includes current students. They're even refunding any tuition paid for the current semester. I also saw this as it was going to go in perpetuity. Let me grab another story here. Her name is Dr. Ruth Gottesman. She got it. She didn't know that there was $1 billion in Berkshire Hathaway stock. So she figured it out. She's funding the tuition of every student. Oh, yeah. The donation is so large, it will cover students' educations in perpetuity, which is, yeah. So, wow. Wow, 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 wow. And that's your good feeling stories of the day. Wow.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, will you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Ooh, it's almost leap day. What? No, that we, Adrian and I were just talking about this off the air. It's like, so is anything special going to happen tomorrow for leap day? And I was like, I understand that there are those that believe a leap year is lucky. But other than that, I got nothing. You especially have no. Why are you staring at me like that? Why? I got nothing. You got extra nothing?
Well, I just have a random thought about relationships on leap year.
Yes.
If you break up with someone, it seems like a good time to do it. Because if you're invested in the relationship and you're sad if you get broken up with, on a leap year, you're not going to be reminded every 4 years on social media. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because like on Instagram and Facebook, they give you the yearly post, you're not going to get that next year because there's no leap year. So if you don't want to break someone's heart, do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
You're not fully with it. Work in progress, huh?
No, I'm thinking it through. There's something there. But also, if that's the only way that your brain, you know, fires is by Facebook memories, you know what I mean? Because here's the other funny thing too. So everybody trashes Facebook and says, well, that's just for your grandfather, you know, or whatever. Yet we make those references because the memory stuff doesn't pop up on other form, right?
It does, like, on Instagram with your IG story. It might show you, like, hey, this is what you posted last year on today.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes.
I must completely ignore that. I honest to God, I must just completely ignore it because it doesn't, that you couldn't prove that by me. not at all.
I promise you, you're not missing much.
Hey, I got to ask one thing you may not be familiar with. We haven't done this yet. We'll probably bring this game back once we put a co-host in place, which I think is still going to happen. Maybe. I don't know. We've considered, you know, we've been doing this a couple weeks now. We're like, you know, we just go solo. Who knows? But I think things are going to happen. But for a long time, we've done a bit called Florida, Ohio, or Washington, because Florida gets all the headlines of having all the crazy people. But, you know, growing up in Cleveland, you know that, yeah, you know, the craziness that happens in that state and with those people. And a lot of, so it's usually if something's just really weird, it's an Ohio thing. And if it involves a lot of drinking, it's usually an Ohio thing. And if it's super methy, if it involves animals, or if it's, you know, if somebody wants to marry a horse, or if they want to try and put their meth in an ATM machine, that's usually ATM machine is because that's what the M stands for. If they want to put their meth in an ATM, it's usually Washington. It's the good folks of my home state of Washington, because I realize that we don't go unscathed. So should it shock anyone, Letitia Bishop went for Subway last month in Columbus, Ohio, and they charged her $1,021.50 in total for three sandwiches. Okay, it's made the news. Now, the story is making the rounds. Footlongs, as you well know, are usually between, like, you know, $6.50 and $12. So nobody understands really why. It's so funny. It's unclear why the sandwiches were so costly. Yeah, somebody tried to get $1,000 off of Letitia's debit card. That's why. Now here's where the story gets even more interesting. Bishop has attempted to contact Subway, but says she hasn't been able to get a hold of a live person. And again, this was on her debit card, so she didn't have any money, right? She's like, I couldn't get groceries at one point because my account was negative. Now, I've not heard a follow-up. I assume Subway is taking care of this, and the $1,000 is back in her account. But it's like, she attempted to contact Subway, but she hasn't been able to get a hold of a live person. I'd have a hold of a live person by walking back into the Subway, right?
Damn straight. $1,000? Are you kidding me?
What? How?
3, 2, 1, let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
This is a Lifetime movie waiting to happen. This is one of them shows that you watch. Come on, we all watch. Eventually, we're flipping around. This is a Dateline episode. This is, you know, if you're into true crime, this is wild. I had to read it a couple of times just to make sure it was real. There's a hardcore band, you know, like a metal band out of Tennessee called Yarona, two L's, O-R-O-N-A, Yarona. And on Sunday, they announced that they are parting ways with their singer, Diego. Why do I feel like I've heard of this band? Like, I feel like they've come through before. But they on Sunday, they announced that they were parting ways with their lead singer, Diego, because he did something really messed up to another bandmate who goes by the name Six, with two X's. Of course, that's their names, Diego and Six. Diego wanted to steal Six's fiance, Caroline. So he started dosing Six with estrogen. Apparently, Diego has some sort of job in the fitness or supplement industry, and he was providing Six with some sort of pre-workout formula, but he was secretly loading it up with the estrogen. The band says that Diego was, quote, attempting to force a transition onto Six for the last 5 months in hopes that it would give him the opportunity to swoop in once he looked stronger and more manly in comparison. This is one of your wrestling storylines, Adrian.
Damn straight. I feel like this is one of some time.
This is, somebody sell this to the WWE. This is where, try it out in AEW first or whatever that is. Isn't that who their farm system is?
Well done, Chet.
Yes. Try it out there. Try to see if it works. All it really did was cost Six, the guy who was being dosed, all it really did was cost $6,000 in medical bills because he was trying to figure out what was wrong with him. Here's the other thing that I've learned, you know, as well, or have pushed the forefront on me recently with some of my musician buddies is that, and he's got to pay for that himself because ain't no medical insurance in the music industry. You know what I'm saying? So all this did was cost $6,000 in medical bills. Now that he does know, because somebody was like, are you taking estrogen? No, I'm not. And then they finally, okay, well, bring me everything that you're doing. So now that he does know, he has to go to an endocrinologist for several months to see if his hormone levels go back to normal or if they're going to, you know, or if he's already where he's at. And Diego's out of the band. And and no word on how Caroline feels about it, but I assume she's still in the mix. But what? That is just a crazy story.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, a 177-second survey coming up in just moments. Here's why we need co-host, Adrian. Here's why, because we need female perspective on this show. That's what we need. Because I got questions. Because there are things that sometimes we're just different. Is my point. And sometimes I need something that I could bounce somebody off. By the way, I have way too much stuff for the 177-second survey. This is good. I'm good for the rest of the week with questions. I have things I need to know. But is this a weird concept? Chantel is a friend of a friend of a friend. Okay. Chantel has a new boyfriend. They've gotten to the point where he's, you know, where they're having sleepover. She showers and puts on deodorant before she goes to bed. He thinks. It's weird, right? And I don't know how any of us, here's the other part. How did this news get all the way filtered down to me? But there, you know, and for the record, a lot of times when people go, hey, here's one you can use for the show. And you get that a lot. Hey, here's one you can use for the show. And I immediately like go blind and deaf. It's weird. Like all of a sudden I like my eyes are still open. I'm still there, but I've just passed out 9 times out of 10. This one I went, oh wait, I think we're on to something here.
Well, I have to admit something to the class.
Do you put deodorant on before bed?
Well, yeah, because it's just second nature. Every time I shower and I dry myself off, like put deodorant on. So I don't
really. You can't stop yourself. You are unable. You are just like must put on deodorant. You know what I mean? Like can't.
I know it's wasteful, but you know I don't want to smell myself.
No. Not wasteful. I'm just saying. Okay, so for you putting on deodorant, this seems weird to me. I don't want to get it. I don't want to get it on the sheets.
Yeah, that's what I get yelled at for. You're going to get it dirty, but still, I don't know. I do.
Oh, but wait, the high-pitched voice. Okay, the high-pitched voice makes me now understand why you are putting on deodorant.
Thank you.
That would still, now that being said, I would also find that, I think I would find that distracting. I don't know. Okay, so see, there's plenty to work with here on the 177-second survey. Reggae in the Desert tickets, It's shocking. They're doing an outdoor reggae concert on 420, which also just happens to be on a Saturday. I think there are sponsorship. I realize this is at Clark County Amphitheater, but I think there are sponsorship opportunities that are being missed in this situation. I need to be your manager. And then Desert Dogs play on Friday at Michelob Ultra Arena. We got four tickets to that. We got two tickets to Reggae in the Desert. You're going to get to make your choice. We're going to talk about wearing deodorant to bed. Who had that on their bingo card when they got up this morning?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Woo. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Haley, no pressure, but there's a lot riding on your shoulders right now with this 177-second survey. We're in need of ruling on this whole thing. I'm going to start the clock now, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
So, this whole deodorant before bed thing, are you familiar with the conversation?
No, I'm not, actually.
Fair enough. I know. Well, because, see, there's two types of people in this world. There's those that wear deodorant to bed, and there's those that don't. But there's also two types of people that go that are invested in what's happening in the show, you know, and they're like, oh, I got to talk about this stuff. And there's other people that I'm assuming you're in this category that went, wait, I can win something?
No, I listen to you every morning, I swear.
By the way, no judgment. No, if that sounded like I was being judgy, I'm not, because I get it. That's why we have prizes. So Chantel's like one of those, like, I know who she is, but we're not friends. And they asked for a relationship rehab because she's got a new boyfriend. They've upgraded to sleepover stage.
Right.
She showers, puts on deodorant, and then goes to bed. He thought it was weird enough that he made a comment about it. And then now she's like, now she's weirded out that he's weirded out and the whole. So deodorant, and Adrian says yes. He showers and then puts on deodorant before he goes to bed. I can't imagine. But like, we've heard, the people who believe in that have come out in force. Are you a deodorant before bed person, yes or no?
No. No, not
can
at
you
all.
Shower? Well, no, because I would think it would get all over, that it would get all over the covers.
And then you're just going to have to reapply it in the morning, and I think double layering after you've already used it is kind of gross. I definitely, I like to shower before bed. I like to get in my sheets, like, clean and stuff, but I don't put deodorant on afterwards. No, I put it on in the morning.
Yeah. I think now there are also those that go, dermatologists will tell you that you're supposed to put it on you know, before you go to bed because then it works better or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, okay, good. It works fine.
No,
yeah, I don't know. Okay, see, this is funny too, stuff that people fight about. She doesn't want to buy bananas anymore because they always go bad, right? And he's like, but I love bananas. And she's like, well, then you need to eat them, whatever. What do you buy that always goes bad? Because everybody always buys something that always goes bad. What do you buy that always goes bad?
Oh, my goodness. Bread, grapes, any kind of berries. Our strawberries go bad in like a day, and it drives me insane. It doesn't
salad,
make any sense to me.
Salad a lot of times. Yeah, salad a lot of times. I go in spurts. I either eat...
buy a small amount of salad so that it doesn't go bad, and we make sure that we use it like a small bag.
Good. No, good for you. I go in spurts. I either eat all the bananas like right away, or I think subliminally, because I know that my wife makes really great banana bread. I think sometimes I let the bananas go bad on purpose so that she'll make banana bread. I'm not sure.
Oh yeah.
But it's possible.
Good.
All right. Also, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do this, even though we're out of time. But I want to ask you, I had another friend that was asked to tip. They went in for a massage, okay? And they were asked to tip first. Isn't that weird?
Oh, super weird. I'm a waitress, and it's nice. I live off of tips, but you can't ask for it. To me, that's super cringy. I would never do that.
Yeah,
especially before the service. That's very uncomfortable, I feel like, for both parties. Or it should be. I don't know. Very weird to me.
Yeah. And by the way, I would think that ends up poorly more often than it ends up. Because if it's like, hey, can you put the tip on first, then you're going to get the bare minimum out of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because
super weird.
And if it comes later, like I try to be a good tipper because I think that's something that's good to be known for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's nice, like, to get tips, but also to expect it kind of, I don't know, it puts a bad taste in my mouth. And I work for them, you know, No. Absolutely not.
All right. Good for you. Oh, the other question I need to ask you, are you going to go to Reggae in the Desert on the 20th of April, 420? What? We've got a pair of tickets for Reggae in the Desert or four tickets for the Desert Dogs on Friday.
Could I have four tickets for the Desert Dogs on Friday, please?
Of course.
I think my daughter would love that.
Why, absolutely you may.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you whip me up now.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Speaking of tipping, as we were a moment ago, it's weird, and I can't find the email now, but it was weird about if somebody was asked for a tip before they got a massage, legit massage. But they were asked for the tip first, and it's striking everyone as odd. This, speaking of tipping, and it's time for relationship rehab. I went, there's a lot of different states and whatnot in here, so I'm just kind of double checking. I was having dinner with my boyfriend outside his hometown. He's from Georgia, says here. Waitress knew him from high school, and let's just say that she was a little too familiar for my liking. She kept calling my boyfriend Sweetie Pie and acted like I was not even there. She also made a point to touch his arm on several occasions. After the meal, she handed him the bill, but I offered to pay since my boyfriend had picked up our hotel bill and all the other meals to this point. It's then that I noticed a smiley face with a heart on it. I was livid. Yes, I tipped this girl, but I was not generous. After we left, this is fantastic. I love today. I'm in the mood for petty. This is great. After we left, my boyfriend asked me about the tip to confirm that I had left her 20%. I said that I had tipped her, and after he pressed, I even told him how much. He got so upset with me. I'm reading this now word for word. He got so upset with me and turned around to give this hoochie a bigger tip. Thank you for using hoochie. That's how I know you listen to this show. God bless you. It's awesome. What a great day. It really has been, hasn't it? It's been a great day.
It's been fantastic.
It caused a big fight that my boyfriend blamed on me. I was upset that he didn't see how disrespectful she was. I love it. And man, you want to talk about how everything's gotten homogenized in this country and all that. I will stand on this mountain and I will proclaim Las Vegas as the last great American melting pot. Because we get people from everywhere for whatever reason, and then they get together. It caused a big fight. My boyfriend blamed on me. I was upset that he did not see how disrespectful that she was, the waitress. He told me that's just how girls are in the South. And since I'm from Philadelphia, I wouldn't understand. That's the greatest. Where are you from, Lana? Where are you from, Philadelphia? Where'd you meet, Las Vegas? Yes. I'm sorry. I may not get the South, but I do get other women. I, for the record, and I've said this a number of times, I am usually of the belief that where there is smoke, there may be some fire. I don't know about this one. I don't. For me, and just again, I reserve the right to change my mind after I talk to you about it, but the petty seems to be outweighing right now. But I don't know. I was totally off base on this whole wearing deodorant to bed thing, in theory. I mean, you know, thank God Haley came along and was on my side, but whatever. 702-364-9898. Reggae in the Desert is coming up on April 20th. Yeah, that's right. It's a Saturday. 420, an outdoor reggae concert. Yeah. Free tickets for you if you're caller number 25 at 702-364-9898. Was she out of line for tipping? Not as much as she could, because, and let's just say it, well, this was actually in the subject line. She believed that the server was flirting with her boyfriend. And she didn't like it. And so she's kind of stiffed her a little bit on the tip. Is that cool? Or is she out of line? Was it disrespectful on the part of the waitress? Or, like her boyfriend says, does she potentially just not understand, quote unquote, the South?
Oh, Kishana, tell me you're ready to fight.
No, Adrian said, strap yourself in. He said, Kishana's coming. Let me reset this for everybody. You know what's funny? I don't have a name for her. She very skillfully did not. I didn't even get a chance to talk to her to see if she wanted to come on. But long and the short, yeah. And that's usually not my thing. But I don't like, for whatever reason, Anonymous always. It's gutless. You know what I mean? But I don't think she meant it that way. Where is that fantastic accent from? No, really. Where's your accent from? Mm-hmm. I can't distinguish between the boroughs. You know what I mean? But that was, I was like, ooh. I love this. I just want you to talk to me all day. I love this. It's the one thing that I miss about our country is that we used to be, you know what I mean? Like we used to be from different parts of the country, and I love when it would all mix together, but Yeah, but now, now we all sound the same and do the same and all that. It's not as much fun. But anyway, okay. So they were, she's from Philadelphia. We know this. And they were having dinner outside of his hometown. He's from outside of Atlanta, apparently last week. The waitress knew him from high school. She was a little too familiar, kept calling him sweetie. Oh, Kishana, you're the greatest already. Right? And then, okay. So she kept calling the boyfriend Sweetie Pie, acted. Here's the other part that I think I glossed over earlier, and acted like I wasn't even there. Just kept calling him Sweetie Pie, touching his arm and the whole deal. Then they get the bill. The bill comes and it's got a smiley face and a heart. And so she's livid and she kind of stiffed her on the tip. That's the long and the short of it. So they're fighting about it now. She's upset that he doesn't see how disrespectful that the waitress was. He said it's just how girls are in the South and that because she's from Philly, she wouldn't understand. Kishana, what do you think about it? Oh my goodness. Would that, I was going to say, by address, do you mean check? You know, they're boyfriend, girlfriend. That's not a wife. That's not husband, wife. Right. Yeah, you're tight enough that you're going to travel across the country and go to his hometown. It's kind of like on The Bachelor when you're making the hometown visit. It's a big deal. You know what I mean? Isn't that a big deal when you travel to the hometown? Hey, Kishana, my boy Spidey just shot me a text really quick and said, I'm from the South. We tend to say darling, honey, sweetie, and a lot of people think we're flirting. Are you switching sides? I'll bet if you talk to a number of servers that still, I'll bet a heart and a smiley face makes it onto every single, you know, onto every single receipt, onto every single bill. What? Never? I'd put a heart on your bill. I would for you. It'd be completely platonic, but I would still, but I would do it for you. I don't. Okay. So you're removing the hoops and you're going to take that girl's extensions out is what you're telling me. Oh, he gets checked. He gets checked. She doesn't get checked. You're awesome. Oh, you know what? I'm a big believer in that too. Your problem is not with the other person. Your problem is with the person that you're with. From that angle, boy, that's honest. Or that's really great. That's a third. It's a third option that I did not consider. I'm with you on that. Have fun. As he's limping out of the restaurant. You are fantastic. Enjoy your day today and enjoy Reggae in the Desert coming up on 420, all right? Okay. No, you already won. No, you have them. No, they're yours. Yeah, no, you are. You already did it. You put in the work. Are you kidding? You already did it. See, I told y'all today was a great day. I told everybody it was a great day and they didn't believe me. All right. How do you have the energy to be kicking anybody in the shins? Hang on 1 second. We got to get you set up with this here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Are you kidding me? How about this? Dude in Texas. His name's Tyler Loudon. That doesn't matter. But he's been convicted of securities fraud. He made $1.8 million by eavesdropping on his wife. Okay? Check this out. She worked remotely for one of those big oil firms. She had a home office. Dude wasn't in the room with her, but he was apparently no more than 20 feet away. I'm assuming that's somehow significant in the charging process. But he was eavesdropping on her work calls from no more than 20 feet away. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission folks, charged this Tyler Loudon with insider trading after he used knowledge that was not yet public to make almost $2 million because he heard his wife talking about it in the other room. Now, she apparently didn't know about it. He didn't say anything to her about it till after he made the stock trades. Once she probably was like, where'd all this money come from? You know what I mean? That's how it all came up. So, they probably had a real serious, man, how many different ways of stupid did she call him? You know what I mean? She ended up reporting it. They let her go. He faces up to 5 years in prison. You know that ain't going to happen. And a fine of $250,000. Plus, he had to get back the $1.8. That is wild. Yeah, I know it seems like, in a way, it's kind of smart, but it's also an X level of stupid. Because that, you know, when you're playing in those games, you should know the rules, right?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
Listen every morning
on 98.5 KLUC.
I don't know why this story didn't come up in January. That would have been a good time because then we could because October's the 10th month, right? October babies, have you ever noticed that you are less likely to get really, really sick when compared to other people? Well, this is a true thing. They believe that children that are born in October are less likely to get the flu, and it could be due in part because those kids are more likely to receive the flu shot. Health officials recommend getting your flu vaccine between September and October. Why are we talking about this in almost March? So infants receiving preventative care visits, are more likely to get the jab if they are born during the spookiest month of the year. Well, that's very creative writing, aren't you? They're so proud of themselves with all whoever wrote that. Yeah, wild. And I guess it makes a lot of sense.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning
on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, what is it with stupid people all over the place today? We talked about, I don't know if you heard earlier, there was a guy who had the brilliant idea because his wife worked for an oil firm to eavesdrop on her conversations and then make stock choices based on what he overheard. Yeah, you can't do that. That's illegal. This you can't do either. There was a woman in Ireland, mid-30s, was in a car accident about 7 years ago. Her vehicle's rear-ended. She filed a personal injury lawsuit for $825,000, claiming that she was left with a disabling condition. Let me tell you this. If you're, and I'll bet you anyone, Farhan Naqvi, anybody else will tell you. If you're gonna, they'll probably tell you if you're being shifty about filing one of these lawsuits to probably go find another lawyer. Probably what they'll tell you. But I would imagine that if you're gonna try and sue for, you know, the better part of $1 million and say that you have a disabling condition, if you're going to say that you have constant back and neck pain, here we go back to the story. If you're going to say you have constant back and neck pain that prevents you from working more, prevents you from working for more than 5 years. I thought it was to say you go work a few hours. No, they haven't worked in 5 years because you got the back and neck pain. Can't play with your kids. This is all what she claimed in her court filing. Can't play with the kids. Can't carry out basic chores. Couldn't even take out the trash. Case has been tied up for a while, she might imagine, because that's how things are. They finally just got back at it. The court was shown a newspaper photo from 2018, less than a year after this crash, showing this woman in a Christmas tree throwing contest. I want to do it. First of all, I want to do the Christmas tree throwing contest. I don't know why. Next year, Adrian, make a note. Next year, January, Christmas tree throwing contest. We're doing it. She's actually heaving a fairly large spruce tree in the picture. Now, the woman said that even though she may have looked happy, she was in excruciating pain at the time. As you can imagine, the judge did not buy it and threw out the case. It's just, yeah. I think the theme to today, even it goes back to, I believe the first thing out of my mouth this morning was don't make today harder on yourself than you need to. That kind of just goes in general.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
A quick and efficient more you know before we go. And let's make our way out of here. We're cruising today, it feels like. Doesn't it? Feels good. 95-year-old groundskeeper George Toma. Does that name sound familiar? If you're a football fan, you might recognize that name. George Toma was the dude who prepared the Super Bowl field every year for 57 years. He did not do this year in Las Vegas. He retired after last year's game, but he had done every Super Bowl up until last year. He's known as the Sod Father, and yeah, he is. And he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And my guess is he's the only groundskeeper that's in there. But that's cool. George Toma. Look it up, kids. When he was 8, Bobby Flay asked for an Easy Bake Oven for Christmas. And guess what? He got one, too. Sometimes listen to your kids. Set them on the path. The character Mr. Bean. You know Mr. Bean? Some of you know Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean was almost called Mr. Cauliflower. Why? Well, okay, am I the only one that right when I said that, I thought of Mr. Bean and I went, his head is kind of shaped like a cauliflower. Maybe. I don't know. People in France don't really use RSVP anymore. We do in America, mostly because we don't know what it means. You know, it's French, right? I don't know what you call it, acronym. The language, the people in France don't use RSVP anymore. The language is too formal. It stands for Répondez, s'il vous plaît. I don't speak French, but I really wish I did. It means please respond, but apparently in France, it's too much. In America, we just say RSVP, and you go, what does that mean? You're like, I don't know, write me back. I don't know. And the very first Christian church in North America
was built in Greenland in the 1300s. What does that mean? They brought it here. Some of these, I wish I read them. I vetted them more thoroughly. That might be one of them. I'm just going to keep moving on because it's probably time to go now. I think we've done enough for one day. Make it a great day. We started the show this way. I'm going to end it this way. Don't make it any tougher on yourself than you need to. That's code for don't do stupid stuff. And I think Adrian said, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Adrian says it best.
Be easy, everybody.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.